As we record this, it might be one of the top five best days on the sporting calendar. Do you know where I'm going with that?
Sure. Lots of people call this the sports equinox.
That's a good way to put it. That's fancy.
Well, as you can tell, I'm a fancy guy. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about World Series, it's Monday, so there's Monday Night Football. Obviously, there's two games in the NHL, and then the NBA's got a full docket of games as well. So all four major sports in North America ready to roll tonight.
And then Tuesday, you've got every National Hockey League team playing and the World Series, which I don't like because obviously I've got to work and I love my job, but I can't keep track of everything else in the league. And then
I'll text you the baseball scores. How's that?
Nope. I purposely stay away from it because it impacts my mood too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about that later.
I'm very much a Blue Jay fan. So we've got a couple of special things going on today. We're going to get into our superstar conversation. It's just us today. And this is the day. These are the kind of shows that get me in trouble because I hear from so many people and I think we should do more of these where it's just you and I getting into conversation and debate and letting our opinions really flow. But what happens when we don't have a guest on?
You say stupid things.
No. I get texts from people saying, why can't I come on? If you don't have a guest, why can't I come on? Because that's what's happening more and more. People saying, hey, when you get a chance, fit me on. I'm like, well, sure, I'll do that. That's a sign that we're really getting some momentum. I'm going to get some texts from people saying, well, why didn't you have me on? Like, I don't want to have people on every show.
You don't?
No.
Do you want me on?
Yes, I'll take you because your name's in the title. But no, I like debate. I like conversation.
I know you do.
And I do like our guests a lot too, but you know.
We've had a good run of guests. We're going to get some more good guests coming too.
So. Just a little riff. Well, you are the guest booker.
Well, here's the fascination is I think people on other podcasts now are following our lead. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think we've influenced other podcasts that for the longest time never had guests. Strangely enough now are having guests.
And I want fewer guests.
And you want fewer guests. Well, you know, that means I'd have to do more research. And I think research is overrated. So
here's a question for you.
Okay.
In a game like what happened on the weekend where the struggling Calgary Flames score five goals.
Yes.
And beat the New York Rangers, who have had an abysmal start to the season, even though they're closer to 500 than a lot of people might believe. When you evaluate that performance, do you look at it through the lens of Calgary just scored eight goals in two games, and Millard was talking about them having a potential record for fewest goals in the National Hockey League over an 82-game schedule? Or do you examine it as the Rangers really do stink right now?
Well, I mean, if you live in Alberta, I mean, you're talking about...
No. Just independent. Where are you? I think more people look at it like the Rangers stink.
Oh, I agree.
That would be the default.
Well, stink's a hard word. I'm not big on, you know, the black and white of what sports discussion has been. The Rangers are struggling. There's something amiss with the Rangers. I'm not here to suggest that Mike Sullivan could be a wizard and turn things around quickly. But I think you got a sense of watching last night his frustration now of what's gone on. And usually what happens on their first big road trip of the year, that's when teams can galvanize. So I think there's a real hope that this week, the Rangers who are in the West can try to get their stuff together. I mean, this is a team of individual stars. And yet, for the second year in a row, it appears that they have the same issues going on, and that to me is the biggest story is what is going on there that can't get 23 players, 20 in a game pulling in the same direction all the time. That's that must be terribly frustrating for Mike Sullivan and his staff.
Well, the hockey gods are having a giggle here. They're having a little fun.
That Pittsburgh's at the top. Nope.
Well, there's that angle too. But how about the fact that the New York Rangers are getting goalied on a regular basis, and they've done it so many times to teams in the past with Igor?
Well, but I think that that's one of the symptoms. I think that that tells you that there's something amiss in that Igor Shesterkin and the defense in front of him are not.
Yeah, he's not even bad. Like they're just giving up way too many
chances. Yeah,
and good chances.
Good, and you know, even teams that we think are struggling, like Calgary was struggling this week. You know, there are still some pretty good snipers on those teams, and really quality players on that team that can score goals. So, you know, just the fact that you rub their face in it for a couple of minutes of saying 153 is going to be a challenge, you know, they're back on track. They're going to be okay now.
Yeah, a little motivation.
Oh yeah, No,
Craig Conroy.
Don't think.
Give me a call.
No,
if you need anything else, Connie, give me a call.
Connie?
I'm here for you.
Connie?
I saw him the other day.
I know. And you call him Connie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I say goodbye to him. Say Connie.
We had
a good catch-up talking about scraping windows and shoveling snow. And he's like, you're not doing that here. I'm like, nope. Vancouver wins a big game against Edmonton. They rescued that from defeat after almost letting it slip away. Still something amiss with Edmonton. But how about New Jersey and Utah? Like two somewhat under the radar teams and a couple of teams that are trying to be better than they were last year are both off to fantastic starts. Jersey's won 8 in a row.
And let's remember that, and this is not a knock at Jake Allen, but, you know, Jacob Markstrom's supposed to be the number one goaltender.
Yeah.
And Markstrom is not playing. He's injured. Although he's supposed to be on this next road trip with the club. So from that perspective, the Devils are playing so well, and quite frankly, right now they look so deep, particularly in the forwards. It's not just Jack Hughes.
No, I love my Brat though. He's my favorite player on that team.
Yeah, tough not to like Nico Hischier though. I mean, oh my goodness gracious,
favorite player. Brat's mine.
Well, and Brat's one of those guys that I don't think gets enough attention either. You mentioned him on Friday. I don't think he gets enough attention for what he does. They are, and the thing about the Devils, and we touched on it with Tommy, is I just think that they're so fast. They are so fast, and they're a modern day NHL team.
So how do you explain Utah, what they've been able to do? Because the training camp and the preseason was not fun around that group.
No. Well, and let's face it, I think that there was a lot of understanding they needed to get off to a great start. But again, speed's a big part of what Utah is doing. And when you look at their young guys, I mean, Dylan Gunther and Cooley last night combining on the winning goal. I mean, my goodness gracious, what a tremendous shot. The other thing about them is, and I love their defense. Now, Sean Durzi's not playing. He's injured. But John Marino has had a great start to the season. Mikhail Sergachev has had a great start to the season. And, you know, I mean, it's more than delivering eggs there now. Because wasn't he the egg deliverer? Wasn't he the key guy delivering eggs last year?
Yep.
But they are a quality deep hockey team. JJ Paterka has fit in nicely there. You're right. I do think there was
a Paterka has been good. Yeah. Explain to everybody the egg deliverer thing.
The last 18 months, there was a tremendous egg shortage in the United States, and Sergachev raises chickens. So he was bringing fresh eggs to the rink for everybody to have. It was very nice of him. You know, that's a good bonding experience.
It was. San Jose won a couple of games. Like it's been a nice year for the underdogs.
San Jose won a couple of games, but they're
doing it.
Now San Jose, like Vancouver, San Jose blew a lead last night and then was able to win in overtime.
It's fine. They don't care.
No, and Askarov made a great save in overtime to set the play going the other way, and Celebrini with a beautiful shot. But that leads you to the other side of the coin in that game, Darren, is that was a bad weekend for the Minnesota Wild. Mm. You know, they got dressed down badly Saturday night by the man.
So is that a better win for San Jose or a worse loss for Minnesota, like the Rangers Flames game? Well, that's a better way to phrase it.
I think the answer to that is yes. It was a great win for San Jose, who needed, you know, to win on the road. By the way, their both wins were 6-5. I mean, so
we're, great.
Yeah,
1980. The scoring average went up like 2 goals over the weekend.
But I tell you what, I wonder about the Wild. I do. You know, they're not hitting on all cylinders right now, and you do wonder when people start to get nervous there with the way the team is playing.
But they're just middling. They're not terrible. Yeah, they're just middling.
But the Central Division,
like Edmonton, they're middling.
Yeah, but the Central Division is so difficult. The Central Division is just a gauntlet.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the wire. So,
like Winnipeg learned this last year. You know, winning games in October and November are just as important as winning games after the Olympic break or after the Four Nations break. You know, that's really what has to happen in my mind. Is that, you know, you got to make hay now. And so, like, Utah wins 2 games in their division on the road this weekend in Minnesota and in Winnipeg. That's a big weekend for them. That's a
really. You haven't changed who you think is going to make the playoffs in the Central Division based on this start.
Yeah, I have.
Well, then you've been left out in the cold too long.
No, it's beautiful weather here.
No,
I'm still wearing shorts.
Like, you can't change yet.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, the definitive, Thanksgiving Day decision that who's going to make the playoffs, but trends and tendencies, you have to be able to look at the trends and tendencies and say, hey, that's something serious. There is something going on.
Okay, so just for example, who are your 4 teams in the Central if they only put 4 teams in?
I think Colorado, yeah. Dallas, Winnipeg, Utah. Now, I really do.
All right. No St. Louis. No Minnesota.
No. But listen, those two teams were close to not making the playoffs last year.
Minnesota crossed over.
Yeah. I mean, it was a wild, both were the wild card teams and St. Louis only got in because they won the tiebreaker against Calgary. So from that perspective, I just don't like the trends. I'm watching more games than ever before. It's going to be tough to do it tomorrow, but I'm watching watching more games than ever before. And you look at it and you say, I like the way this team's going, and I don't like the way these teams are going.
You know what you should do? You should record a couple of full games tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And then watch them back on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah. That's what you should do.
Can't do that. Once I know the score.
Do you go back and do you watch the 10-minute condensed game?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Depends on like I will try to watch 9 games tomorrow.
The problem with a condensed game is they don't put any of the bad stuff in there. No. Any of the controversial stuff. Nasty or controversial situations ever make those condensed games. Well, no, so you don't get the real dirt.
It's all done with AI.
Then it's artificial. We know that's confirmed. It's artificial intelligence. Because it's not true intelligence then. Because I need the nasty stuff.
Hey, how about, speaking of nasty stuff, how about Linus Allmark?
Yeah. What
didn't you see?
On him snapping?
And going down to fight Charlie Lindgren.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't really go down to fight him. He just went down to even up the odds. That's a story I got. Because they weren't really going to scrap. But he made a bad mistake, though. He takes off his blocker, but leaves his glove on.
It's the other way around, right?
Yeah. Now, you can get into big trouble by punching somebody with a blocker, but at least take both gloves off. That's when I knew he wasn't really in it for the scrap.
Just don't take the mask off.
He kind of pseudo snapped. He went down there to even up, but I liked it. Gets people's attention. Got a couple of questions for you at the end, but okay. we kind of dipped our toe in this accidentally.
Yep.
Organically the other day with Bob Stauffer from the Edmonton Oilers and their broadcast talking about superstars. And
yeah.
Then you started ripping off like 35 names and yeah. I got caught up in it. And then I did some real in-depth, took 20 minutes and dialed it in. No, I took a step back and went, there can't be that many superstars. Yeah, in the game.
There can.
And you disputed it. So today we're going to have a trade-off. And we'll reveal our superstar list in the National
Hockey League. All I know is that people at teams will like me more than they'll like you after this show.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because my official number now is not 35.
You are a suck up.
But it's pretty darn close. I'm a cup half full guy. You're a cup half empty guy.
Suck up. You know? I want to know from our listeners. Hit us up on X, or are you still on iStream or what? Any of those? hit us up.
I have a Blue Sky account or whatever it's called.
Let us know your list. Who are your whatever number of superstars? And I'm curious what number it is and who they are. And maybe you're influenced a little bit by us.
And then just remember, Darren Millard's very negative.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very particular. We'll come back with that as we continue on 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
How do you want to do it? Do you want to go your list and then in the next segment, my list? Or do you want to alternate until one of us runs out?
Well, I think you have to do it by team.
I'm not doing it by team.
Why not?
That's goofy.
It's not goofy.
I'm going to skip a bunch of teams then.
Yeah. 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 All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you want it? You tell me how you want to do it. You wanted to do this show.
Walk me through it then. You start.
Well, okay. So, I don't think there's any superstars on the Anaheim Ducks.
No. Nope.
I think there are some very good players. I think Mason McTavish deserves some credit. I think young Lacombe's going to be a great player. I think that.
Quit kissing up to the Ducks. They don't have any superstars. Let it go.
Okay, so now alphabetic. Do you know how what team comes next in the alphabet?
Atlanta.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong. But the Boston Bruins are next.
Okay.
Do the Boston Bruins on your list have a superstar?
No.
See, now we need drug testing on this show.
No.
We need David Pastrnak is a superstar.
David Pastrnak's a star player. He's really good player.
No, David Pastrnak is a superstar. I mean, when you consider what he has done over the last few years and the goals he's scored, David Pastrnak is one of the top 10 players in the game.
I'll give everybody my criteria for being a superstar at the end. I don't want to justify it right now. I don't want to justify it right now, but David Pastrnak is a star player. He's a great player. He's not a superstar.
David Pastrnak is a superstar in this league. There's no doubt about it.
Only in your mind is there doubt.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
So as much as we've enjoyed the Buffalo Sabres of late, and they're playing much better, you know, they've been impressive. You know, they're 500 in the last 9 games.
You running for office in Western New York?
No, I was trying to run for the mayor of New York, but I think that's going to be filled soon. So there's nobody on, even though Rasmus Dahlin is a star, he's not a superstar. There's nobody on Calgary that's a superstar. I know that there are going to be friends.
You didn't even let me comment on Buffalo. What if I had a dark horse there that Alex Tuch is a superstar? He's not.
So you think Alex Tuch's a superstar?
No. Okay. And I'm not with Calgary either.
Okay. What about Carolina? Anybody in Carolina?
Nope.
What about Sebastian Aho?
Nope.
Okay. No,
he plays for Carolina, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so you said anybody in Carolina? I said no.
Okay. Chicago?
Nope.
So those.
They have a young star and they have a couple of great players.
Yeah.
But Chicago? No.
Okay. So I agree with you on those teams.
Okay. So nobody in Buffalo, Calgary, Carolina, or Chicago?
Correct. What about in Colorado?
All right, yes.
I think there are two superstars.
Okay.
Nathan McKinnon. And Cale Makar.
Okay, I'm Nate McKinnon.
See, for some reason, I didn't hear you say Cale Makar.
No, I didn't.
You don't think Cale Makar's a superstar?
Nope.
Oh, my God. No.
Superstar is the elite of the elite.
Well, and
he is.
He's a trophy winner.
Top five.
He was voted the best defenseman in the game.
John, there's Hall of Famers that I don't think are superstars.
Tell me past Hall of Famers
where I go, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's not a superstar. Superstars above being in the Hall of Fame. So you've got two guys for Colorado.
Yes. I've got three superstars already, and you have none.
No, I have McKinnon.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have three superstars. You have one.
Yeah.
I got David Pastrnak and Cale Makar.
Yeah. It's like a participation ribbon. You're gonna make everybody happy today.
I'm gonna make a few people happier than you. You know, because you're not gonna make anybody happy. So what about and so that Colorado, I mean, there's no doubt. What about Columbus? What about your friends in Columbus?
No. Superstar guy, Dean Evason. Superstar dude.
Are you running for office in Ohio?
No, but I am. I am trying to make sure that Dean and I still get along. So he
won't come on the show, you know.
He'll come on the show. I'll get him on the show. Yeah, really? I'll get him on the show.
He's not one of those guys texting you when we do these shows. Why am I on?
No. Dean doesn't like doing these shows, but I will get him to go on the show. He is definitely not asking to come on. He has no desire to do anything like this.
Wow. So you have, Zach Werenski's a great player, but he's not a superstar.
Nope.
He's a star.
That's 8 teams, and I've got one superstar.
Yeah.
And you don't have anybody in Columbus either. Throwing stones.
No, I know. I'm not throwing stones. I mean, you're just wrong.
I was going to take Jaredev just for it to get back to Doug McClain.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but he doesn't play in the league anymore.
No, but I'm still going to take Jaredev. But yeah. I opted against
the Dallas Stars. Do you have anybody on the Dallas Stars?
No.
See, I have two players on the Dallas Stars.
Oh, my goodness. Like, it wasn't even a consideration for me, Dallas, to have a superstar.
Oh.
That they have a superstar.
See, I think Dallas gets overlooked because of where they are.
They have some legend, like Jamie Benn's a legend. Tyler Seguin's awesome.
No question.
But I think
Tyler are not on my list as superstars. So, but my two superstars there are Rantanen. I think he's a superstar. And I think he gets paid like a superstar, and I think he scores big goals like a superstar. And then the guy that is the unheralded superstar, maybe the most unheralded superstar in the game, is
Miro Heiskanen.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, really good player.
Oh, no, he's a superstar. So I think, man, when we have Jim Neal on in the near future, and I say that you don't think he has any superstars, he may not talk to you again.
Star player. He's got some stars, absolute stars. People are going to be driving out the road going, I wonder if I'm a superstar. They're going to be thinking they've got a chance to be a superstar the way that you
There are more than 750 players in this league. I'm not doing three guys a team. I'm not. We're not doing
alphabetically. What's next after Dallas?
Well, you tell me. you don't
Winnipeg?
Even know Detroit.
Detroit.
Come on, the Detroit Red Wings. So, you know, here's an interesting.
I don't have anybody from Detroit.
No, here's an interesting one. Once you're a superstar in the league, can you lose your superstar status?
So you're talking Patrick Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a superstar right now, but he'd be really close there.
That was my question.
Yeah.
You do agree that Patrick Kane at some point in his illustrious career was
absolutely
a superstar.
Yeah.
So I agree. And so I cannot take away Patrick Kane's superstar status.
Oh, so you're grandfathering him in?
You're grandfathering a superstar in Patrick Kane.
Okay.
I think you have to.
I think it's nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm a generous guy.
Yeah. Patrick from Chicago is now in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you're just doing it because you think he liked you on your old radio show.
But I'm still not putting him in. He's not a superstar right now. So
no, but I think when people say, oh, I'm going to watch the Detroit Red Wings, yeah, Patrick Kane might play, and you go, whoa. Therefore, Patrick Kane has to stay as a superstar. You know, it's once you become the president of the United States, you know, you keep your Secret Service.
Mr. President.
Well, Mr. President, you know, that's right. And you keep your Secret Service group, no?
I wish I had that right now to protect me from your conversation.
Okay. Who's next on the Detroit after Detroit? Do you know the alphabet?
I don't memorize the teams alphabetically.
Okay. Edmonton.
Yes.
Tell me how many people you... I've been driving this boat so far because I got superstars.
I have Leon and McDavid.
Well, that was very generous of you.
They are super. I have them as superstars.
Well, they are superstars. Although, I mean,
and I have no issue putting two players from one team on there.
Well, of course, you can't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though Connor only has one goal so far, you concerned about that?
Yeah, he's going to play himself out of being a superstar on my list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're definitely doing drug testing then.
Well, I saw him in the Vancouver game, and he was fine. He was generating chances. He was still electric.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not worried about him. Okay. So do you only have two? From Edmonton? I was a little concerned that you might start throwing a couple of others on there. Whether you'd throw Bouchard on or something like that.
Noah Philp? No, Stauffer's favorite player, Noah Philp. but no. There's two superstars on the Edmonton Oilers, without a doubt.
Okay. Is this Florida next?
Florida's next.
Ah, I got one.
Okay, and so you have one superstar in that team, right?
I've got a maybe. I've got a maybe on Matthew Tkachuk. I'll put him on, actually.
Whoa.
I'll put him on.
I have three.
It's ridiculous.
No, are you telling me Sergei Bobrovsky's not a superstar?
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest goaltenders of the modern era.
One of the great, he has more silverware than any goaltender going right now. And you're
Buckingham Palace.
But in your world, he's not a superstar?
Yeah, not a superstar.
Oh, no, he's a superstar. See, here's the thing. You're going to be tougher on goalies than anybody else.
I'll give you a hint on my list.
Okay.
It does not include any goalies. So that's going forward. So consider all the goalies. Take them out right now.
Well, I've got three on my list.
Bounce them.
No, I've got four. I got four on my list.
I
have Bobrovsky. I have Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
And I have Sasha Barkov. I think Sasha Barkov's a superstar.
Such a great player.
Oh, maybe superstar.
Such a great player. He's super, a star player.
Superstar status.
But is not there. Yeah. What's after Florida?
Los Angeles.
Nope. Don't have anybody there.
I have two. Because I have a philosophy. I don't think once you are a superstar, you cannot lose your superstar status.
Mm. He's a really good player. The Kopitar guy that I'm sure you're talking
he's
about.
If he melts it down, he's going to have more silver than anybody else in the world.
Yeah, he's going to get, he'll probably have a statue outside with Dustin Brown and Jonathan Quick.
Jonathan Quick has a statue?
He'll get a statue. And Gretzky. Who else has statues outside?
Chick Hearn does, and a guy named Magic, and I think a guy named Kobe.
That's more talking the hockey side.
Oh, hockey.
No, he's good. Good. And who's the other guy?
I think Drew Doughty.
Doughty.
So superstar status is reserved for somebody that says, okay, must see TV. The moment I say the Los Angeles Kings, I think of Anze Kopitar and Drew Doughty. Boom. Just like that. Boom.
Oh. You have like 11 guys already.
Yeah, I know. I've got my list here. I'm prepared. Okay, we're gonna stop after the next team because you and I are gonna agree on one player on the next team, and then we're gonna take a break.
Who's the next team?
Minnesota.
Ooh, there's nobody.
So you don't think Kaprizov's a superstar?
Not a superstar, no.
Like, do you give out coal at Christmas?
No.
Seriously?
Well, I should. I should actually.
You are.
But it's a fossil fuel, and I'm more towards the environment. I'm really trying to come around to renewable resources, so I've stopped giving out the coal.
So Kirill the Thrill is
Kirill the Thrill. Great nickname. It's an awesome nickname, and he can buy anything he wants.
I have 17 million reasons.
Yeah, and he can. Really? If he wants to give me some of that 17 million, I'll put him in. Okay. But until then.
So Kaprizov's a superstar.
For you, yeah.
No, I mean, it goes back to like when I go watch the Wild play, I want to see, wow. And that's what he gets me out of my seat. Boom. That's what a superstar does.
Good. And when you're up, grab me a beer too when you get out of your seat. So is that 14 teams that we've got?
I don't know.
Around there. Let's take a break. I have Leon and Connor and Matthew Tkachuk, Nathan MacKinnon. Those are my superstars today. And John has 622. We'll come back.
I have a lot of guys. I believe in unifying people.
See, this is where we're going. We'll be back with more of John's league-wide accolades next on 100%.
I love league-wide accolades.
It's great. Who's next?
Montreal.
Okay.
Nobody.
No.
Although there's lots of great players there.
Yeah.
Not superstars.
Maybe down the road.
I don't know.
No.
Well, Demidov might end up being the one guy that.
Or Hudson.
I struggled on Lane Hudson because I like what Cale Makar is, but Lane Hudson's. And by the way, I'm using the word sample size too many times the last couple of weeks. I use it all the time. I got to watch that. But I don't think
it's fluid. It's fluid. So you got to keep an eye on that.
Right.
That's mine. Fluid. I use that too much.
Well, here's the fascination about that, Darren. At the end of the day is the phrase of the day right now. Everybody says at the end of the day.
Oh, end of the day?
Yeah. At the end of the day, what are you talking about? And the other one is how many people say 100%? Everybody says 100%. And I just think they're being nice and promoting the show.
We should send them a little shout out for that. Like when they grab the clip from somebody, if Lindy says 100%, we're going to clip
hockey.
It and put it out. And then just put a little like edit in there. 100% hockey.
Hockey. That's a good 100% idea.
100% hockey.
Yeah, we'll get the creative department on that.
We're into Montreal and
Nashville.
Nashville. No.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Roman Yossi's a star. Superstar. Yeah,
he's great. He's
superstar.
He's gonna plan. He's gonna be have a plaque in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, all you had to do was be in that arena in Switzerland when Nashville was over there, and those people, because superstardom.
Were you there?
I watched it. All you have to do is superstardom is more than just Canada and the United States. Superstardom is universal. But when they were chanting his name before the game started, that is superstardom. That is why. And not only that, he's a pretty damn good player. So I think that, and again, a trophy winner. You know, he's a superstar. When I think of watching the Nashville Predators, Roman Yossi comes up. He's going to be a star at the Olympics, too.
Star at the Olympics. Yeah. New York?
No, New Jersey.
Oh.
And you, of course, have no one from New Jersey, do you?
No.
Hello? I mean, you don't think Jack Hughes is a superstar?
Well, is this working? Is this not working? Can you not hear me?
Well, obviously I can't because you don't think Jack Hughes is a superstar?
No.
Jack Hughes is a superstar.
Has Jack Hughes had a 100-point season? No.
Prorated. No,
that's not matter. Dude.
Jack Hughes right now is a superstar. he's a superstar. Okay. New York Islanders.
He's their best player. I'll give you that. New York Islanders, no.
I agree with you.
I like that. They've been an underrated mascot, though.
Now, can you explain it to me?
Nope.
No. I mean,
one that jumps out to me.
It's a dragon or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I grew up in a part of Canada where they have a mythical reptilian water monster called the Ogopogo.
Oh, this is the Loch Ness Monster of Western Canada.
Yeah, that's right. The Loch Ness Monster of Okanagan Lake. And I always think, I always wondered why they had the Ogopogo as the mascot of the New York Islanders. So,
I hear that it's so different around the Islanders with post-Lou to way it is now. Just, it's like they've got cameras in the room. From the modern perspective of presenting the game, there's some cool things. And Lou had lots of success, but I hear that there's such a breath of fresh air. New York Rangers.
Rangers.
No.
Two.
And like Jonathan Quick would be a superstar back in the day.
I don't have him as a superstar.
Igor Shesterkin is one of the best goaltenders in the world. He's
a star, superstar. Okay.
By the way, I stopped counting yours, keeping track of yours. So
Artemi Panarin is a superstar.
You see them turn over the puck?
I know.
They had a golden opportunity, and then it went back in a 2-on-1. Calgary scored. And then Calgary had a 2-on-0 like 2 minutes later.
Yeah. So I have two players on the Rangers, Panarin and Shesterkin, as superstars. And I mean, they may not be being that successful right now, but they're still superstars.
Henrik Lundqvist was a superstar.
Shesterkin's a better goalie than Lundqvist.
Henrik Lundqvist, superstar.
Yeah, but you think he's a superstar because he wears nice suits and can play the guitar.
Yeah. Handsome man, too.
Stop. Just stop.
He is.
Okay.
I did a thing at the 2016 World Cup? Or was it the 2014 World Cup? I can't remember which one we did that in Toronto.
2014, there was no World Cup. It was Olympics.
Okay. The 16 World Cup. And I was on a panel outside the rink. And it was, I can't remember who else was on the panel. There's four of us, but it was Henrik and I. And all I wanted was a picture of me hosting this panel beside Henrik. And I never got one.
So
usually you get one sent to me somehow or whatever. I always wanted a picture of Henrik and I hanging out together.
Because could we tell the difference?
No. Well, he had a little more stubble because I had to shave for work. Along with the boss making me dye my hair, I had to shave for the work.
Well, yeah.
What's after the ends?
Oh,
Oh, Ottawa. No.
Yeah. So Matthew Tkachuk is a superstar, but Brady isn't?
Right.
Brady's a better player.
But Matthew's won championships and is a bigger personality. And it's not just what you do on the ice. It's everything.
You
know,
you don't respect small markets, obviously.
Yeah. No.
Brady Tkachuk is a superstar.
Yeah.
Good so, I mean, can you imagine being the Tkachuks and having two sons that are superstars in the National Hockey League?
Who's the greatest Ottawa player ever? And you can't go back to 1925.
Daniel Lefferts. Okay. Hall of Famer.
Not sure he was a superstar, though.
Superstar. But Brady Tkachuk is a superstar.
Pittsburgh.
No, Philadelphia. There's nobody
in Philadelphia. I don't have anybody in Philadelphia.
Say Pittsburgh.
Sid.
Gino. Add Gino.
I figured you would go there.
Yeah. Add Gino.
What about Letang? Tanger?
No.
I don't think he was.
Oh, yeah.
The quarterback. Aaron Rodgers went to a Pittsburgh game last week, got a suite, took the old lineman there, and was just raving about Sid and Gino and Tanger. It was neat to hear from an NFL superstar talking about an NHL superstar and two good players with their team.
Well, I mean, Sidney transcends the sport. Mm-hmm. Sidney's on that. He's on Mount Rushmore. So
he's a superstar. Yeah. So is
my friend, Mr. Malkin. So, okay.
Mr. Malkin.
Yeah. Well, no, his dad.
Hello, Mr. Malkin.
Yeah. San Jose.
No.
No, but they got a couple of good young kids.
Yeah, yeah, great. Do you see them in New York getting interviewed on the street?
Yes.
ESPN showed it. Just cool kids.
Yeah.
Celebrini, I like him, but he likes to tell people what's going on. Like he revealed the fantasy football league that the NHL teams have. Have you heard about this?
No.
So every team has its own fantasy football league, where all the players draft their teams, a lot of us do. But apparently there's a league within the league where each team has its own fantasy football league and it plays against other teams in the league. So the Ottawa Senators will face the San Jose Sharks in fantasy football.
Wow.
Celebrini let that slip. And Ryan Reeves is a big, big part of that.
See that, well, we can ask Ryan Reeves. He's coming on in a couple of weeks.
Oh, is Revo coming on?
Well, Ryan Reeves is.
No, Revo and I skate all summer together.
He's coming on.
I got a couple of good Revo stories for you.
Okay, so I might take the day off then. You can do it.
Big puzzle guy. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Big puzzle guy.
I liked his father. His father was a good player. Okay, so San Jose, we don't have anybody, even though they have good young players.
Yeah.
Seattle?
No.
Nobody I know. I know. That's a hard one. St. Louis?
No.
I actually agree with you. Tampa?
No. No, it's close, though. What? But close, like really close.
I have two from Tampa.
I think you could argue four guys there. But
well, I might change to three right now. Mm. I might change to three right now. I'm going to change.
You didn't put Stamkos in Nashville.
No, I didn't.
So I'm surprised that you're this hot about what's going on in Tampa. I would like to have put Kucherov
on. Vasilevsky. But I put goalies on. You don't put goalies on because you don't really respect goaltenders. And Victor Hedman.
Kucherov was really close, really close.
Really close.
And I love his game. He shoots and he passes at the same level. And still, he loves to score. He hasn't been one of those guys.
Did you see the goalie score in overtime?
A bunch of goals, and then they become dishers. Kuch still scores.
Are you just mad because they scored against the Golden Knights there? Is that
no? I actually owe him a favor, and I'll explain that when we wrap up. I owe Kuch big time. One of the coolest things happened over the course of the weekend with Kucherov, or coolest, weirdest, frustrating things happened with Kucherov.
So, but I have three on Tampa.
Wow. Wow. That's the bus is full.
It's a big bus. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes. I have Austin Matthews.
We are agreed. Even though I think Austin is really struggling right now. You do wonder in the long term of what the challenge for him will be, because
I will say right now, something's missing. Not re-sign there. I'm going to say that right now. At the end of this deal, he is gone. If you're talking about struggling and everything, he is gone.
Wow. That's harsh.
Mm-hmm. It's not harsh.
And he only signed a 5-year deal. Right?
I know. When Mitch left, it opened the possibility. It created the journey, and I think he's going to take it.
Okay. There you go. All right.
But he's a superstar. You scored like that. Yeah, he is a superstar.
To me, he's the modern day Jaromir Jagr. With that big body, you know, he's just magnificent. Okay.
I thought you were going to say Dave Andrechuk or Nick Kiprios.
No. Austin can skate better than Dave Andrechuk, and that's not a knock at Dave Andrechuk, who I really.
Kipper can skate. Kipper and Austin both scored 60 goals in a season.
Yeah, but one was in North Bay and one was in Toronto. Okay.
So what?
So I'll tell you what, just for that, we're going to have Kipper on Wednesday and he can defend himself. Okay.
Okay. How's
that? Okay.
No, I'm giving him props.
Yeah, you're making fun of him. I'm going to tell them that you were making fun of him.
And Kipper can still play.
Okay. Let's go on, because we don't want to be a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like 64 thoughts here. Okay. Utah, nobody.
Yeah, that was a good dig at Elliot there.
Yeah, I know. Well, Elliot needs a good dig every once in a while.
Yeah. Elliot, maybe. We're coming for you, buddy. Yeah. Hey, heads up. Heads up.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah. Vancouver.
I know.
There's one superstar on the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, sometimes there's like two really good players, but.
No. Quinn Hughes is a superstar.
Yeah. Pedersen's been better.
Yes, but it's going to be. I wonder that Elias Pettersson will ever be at the same level that he was those first couple of years.
I don't know, but listening to Shorty call those games, Elias, Marcus,
good for John. Just Shorthouse.
I don't know how he does it. And then I'm like, as he's saying it, I'm like, is that the one is that the good one or is that the other one? As he's saying it.
Yeah.
Elias, I have those thoughts in my head as he's calling the game.
Elias is the forward. Elias is the defenseman.
And the stats.
Along with Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The Vegas Golden Knights.
Amazing team. Stanley Cup contenders every year. There's no superstars there. They have the greatest collection of stars.
Oh my God.
With Stone and Theodore and Marner and Eichel, Carlson, stars everywhere. Hanifin, but no superstars. And I think the guys like it that way.
Well, you're wrong again. Two superstars.
So Eichel
and Marner. Eichel and Marner.
Eichel and Marner.
Yeah.
Jack hasn't had a 100-point season. It's not the determining factor of a superstar or not.
Jack, it's somebody who can dominate a game. And both of those guys, Marner and Eichel, can dominate games.
And I've said this. Nobody individually did more for their overall reputation and their game, how they're perceived, than Jack Eichel from the Four Nations Faceoff. And he might get there. Individually, nobody took a bigger jump than Jack in the Four Nations Faceoff.
I actually think he took the jump before the Four Nations, but I think he took the jump when Vegas won the Stanley Cup.
And so nobody can accuse me, hey, Vegas bias.
No, but I tell you what, I want you to walk in the room tomorrow and say, by the way, Mitch, I don't think you're a superstar.
Luckily for me, they're on the road in Carolina tomorrow. But if I get hit in the head the next time I practice with the guys, I'll know that they heard the podcast. Yeah,
okay, so well. And well, and I know my pal McPhee is going to text me saying, you know what?
But George will understand.
No, George will not understand. Great players.
It doesn't need to be. You don't need superstars. Did they, when they won in 23, they didn't have a superstar. You said Jack became one then.
I think that was the turning point to Jack's superstardom.
Is Winnipeg the last one?
No, are we Washington. At W yet? Washington.
Oh, forgot about Washington. Yes. Yes, superstar? They have one. Yeah.
I mean, Trevor Van Riemsdyk or?
Nope. It's Charlie Lindgren. because he got bumped up because he was sort of that conversation with Allmark and the potential of the goalie fight.
Okay, so we both agree that Alex Ovechkin is a superstar.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's
I was starting to worry about you.
No.
And then in Winnipeg you have no superstars, correct?
No superstars, no.
I have the Hart Trophy winner and the Vezina Trophy winner.
Yeah, three-time Vezina Trophy winner.
And he's not a superstar?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your total? I came up with 7. I have 7 superstars in a 32-team league. I think that's pretty generous.
No. You know what generous is? 31.
You have 31 superstars?
Yes.
You have 31?
I do.
If you listen this far, good on you. Number two, you got to give John some flack for this.
Oh.
31 superstars.
Yes, there's 31.
Well, you just watered down the it's not even superstar, it's soup star. It's not superstar, it's soup star.
No. This
you
is.
You watered it down.
To me, we are at, in many ways, a golden era of great players in the game. Because I think when, you know, I've been around the game.
There's more players, that's all.
This is my 49th year of being around the National Hockey League.
We should have a party for you next year.
No, you know what? If I'm still alive, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not having a party for you if you're gone. That'd be a waste of cash.
No, actually, the party might be bigger. If I'm gone.
Can I be a pallbearer at your funeral just so I can let you down one more time?
You know,
that's a good one.
It's not yours, though.
No, it's not even close to mine. No.
So I think that there is a greater pool of great players, superstar players in the National Hockey League now than ever before. Because when we, you know, through that 49 years, we had five guys, and there was a giant gap between, you know, the Guy Lafleurs and Wayne, then to the middle class. Now we have the talent, the skill, you know, the way the rules have changed have allowed for superstardom to be much more prevalent within the game. And that's why I've got 31. And the fact that you don't pick goaltenders as superstars to me is
It's not. I just don't think there are any superstar goalies.
So I want you to walk.
That's
in.
That's all. It's got nothing to do with if Patrick Waugh was still playing, he'd be a superstar.
I don't.
If Pete Peters was still playing, he'd be a superstar.
You're just saying that because you like Pete Peters. I like Pete Peters too.
Pete, when I finally met Pete, it was a little underwhelming. I'll be honest.
So I one quick Pete Peters story before we go is we did a feature on Pete Peters one summer after he had a really good year. And so we went to his cottage north of Edmonton.
Yeah.
There we are in the middle of the lake on his boat. And he capsized the boat.
He sunk the boat?
the gust of wind on the lake and boom. The cameraman's got the camera above his head trying to.
Anyway. Did you ever run the feature?
Oh, sure.
Oh, that must be so good.
Including the capsized boat.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, so, right, 7-31. The score was 31-7, just like the NFL yesterday. So
you were the test pancake and I was the real meal. That's what
happened.
My God. I've got something for you on the other side. And let us know what you think, by the way. Send us notes. Respond to us. I'm curious. Do you think
John is right.
Are you close? There's a big enough gap here. So am I right? Or is John?
A gap? We're talking bigger than your five hole. Are you serious?
Yeah, I got scored a five hole the other day. I'm like, and you know what I said to the person? Who shoots there? Like, pick a corner.
Go to break.
Back with more. I got a cool one for you. Okay. A quirky one coming up on 100% with Millard and Shannon.
Sheet, score, win, repeat. On the ice and online. Keep the energy going with NHL Game Zone, the ultimate hockey hub for free-to-play games, prizes, and nonstop competition. Take your best shot with games like NHL Lines, Bingo, Bracket Challenge, and more. Challenge yourself and battle your friends and hockey fans worldwide. Play games for chances to win awesome NHL prizes. NHL Game Zone, your one stop for hockey free-to-play gaming. Play today at nhl.com/gamezone. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
By the way, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
I'm exhausted. This is the most hockey I've done in a long time.
We should do this more often. Just not there could be a theme if you want, but just
no.
I sent Austin Matthews somewhere else during the course of this conversation. That'll be the clip that you use. On the weekend, there were several goals called back through coach challenges.
Yes.
Did you see the one where it went off the referee and in?
Yeah, but which can't happen, which is right. Against the rules.
Like, go back to Tim Peel in 2018. I was surprised how many people didn't know
the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Carl Lindbom, who's playing in his first game in the National Hockey League in goal, he was right away. I said, nope. Like, so he must have.
Goalies know the rules.
We know when things shouldn't count.
That's right.
All the time. But Kucherov came down on a rush. He had the puck, carried it all the way through the neutral zone. Nobody near him, and bobbled it right before he got to the line and went ahead of the puck. And then ends up scoring like 30 seconds later. And Vegas challenged Dave Rogowski, our video coach. And it cost Kucherov a goal by his own mistake in just a fluky play.
So the league said he didn't have control.
Didn't have control. And I wasn't sure because he had control and then got it right back. So it was a great challenge because it was late. And it would have put Tampa Bay up too. But Kiefer Sherwood had a goal taken away because Tyler Myers was so far offside. I don't know what Myers was doing. And if I'm Sherwood, I'm sour with Myers. But who's Kucherov get mad at?
That's right.
and John Cooper went over to him before it was announced and said, hey, I could read his lips. It's not going to count. You're offside. But it was so funny because there was no checking involved. He just fumbled the puck and ended up going ahead of it. And he cost himself a goal.
Obviously, why you don't think he's a superstar.
Right. But I do appreciate him because when that goal got taken back, it got us to overtime and we got a single point out of it before Kucherov did score.
What is this wee stuff?
Well, it's my team that I cover.
Yeah.
And then Kucherov did the on the phone.
Yeah.
Hang up. The move.
It was pretty good. I tell you what, that was a pretty good 2-on-1.
I missed those plays like Brian Propp and the.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Yager did it.
Yeah, the salute.
Yeah.
I miss those. We need more guys with unique celebrations. And maybe I'd give them superstar status.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Are you surprised? I figured you would come in the 30s.
Yeah, 31.
Are you surprised I was that low?
Well, you gave us a hint last week that you were going to be very, very critical. But there's a couple of guys that I'm shocked that you don't think are superstars.
Here's my comparison.
What's your criteria? You never told us what's your criteria?
So if you are a non-hockey fan or just a casual fan, do you know these people and would you go watch them? So I looked at it through basketball and football lenses. I know? Who would I tune in and watch and stay with that game? And there's not a lot of guys in football or basketball that are known across the board. And I took that logic,
apples to oranges, because a great basketball player, a superstar basketball player, plays 42 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the stars in football are quarterbacks, touch the ball 85 times, whether it's throwing it or handing it off.
But there's not, I don't have a lot of NFL superstars. I don't have a lot of basketball superstars. So that's where I was like,
even our greatest players, Darren, don't play a third of the game sometimes.
John Stockton was not a superstar.
This is not 100% basketball, but John Stockton was one of the greatest assists players of all time, yeah. And
Carl was a superstar.
Oh my God! By the way, you're not.
So that was my logic.
You're
never going to be invited.
You're never going to be invited to Gonzaga in Spokane for that. Okay.
No. Right. Yeah, that's a good one. That was my criteria.
Okay. Well, it's wrong. So that's okay.
Got us through an episode, and we should do more of these.
Okay.
Hang out together.
I'll talk to the producer.
Thank you. Give him my love. I think he's a star producer, not a superstar.
But he might be a superstar.
He's really good at what he does. So we'll talk to you next time on who do we got on Wednesday?
Nick Kypreos.
Oh, Kipper.
Because he's going to, I'm going to tell him that he ripped you.
Yeah.
Are you ripped?
60 goals. I compared him to Austin Matthews. And you're going to say, he ripped you.
Yeah.
It's 100% hockey. We'll talk to you then.